The mayor of Tampa appeared on WMNF's Sunday Polka Show. Iorio has since decided she's a fan of polka music and today issued a proclamation to honor the show and its fans.
I think everyone needs a little polka in their life. And because of that, I am declaring today, Monday, February 1st, 2010, as WMNF Polketeer Day.
Proclamations are the fun part of the mayor's job because she says they're easy to say yes to.
To me, I've seen it over the past 7 years. They mean a lot to different organizations or to different causes. They draw attention to certain aspects of our life and to many charities, particularly. We do a lot of charitable proclamations. So they're meaningful to the people who we give them to and hopefully have a ripple effect beyond that.
The city of Tampa has issued a care day each year since 2005 for the Council on American-Islamic Relations. It established a day for which the Islamic group gained citywide recognition. The mayor said last June that she would no longer award proclamations for care, so WMNF asked her why.
We had issued a proclamation for several years regarding Care Day, and then some members of the community, particularly of the Jewish Federation, contacted my office and said that perhaps I needed to have more information about the care organization, and that if I researched it a bit more, that perhaps I wouldn't have a Care Day. So certainly the people who were bringing that information to my attention were people I respected. And so I did follow up with the appropriate organizations and authorities to find out a little bit more. And based on what I learned, I thought it would not be appropriate for the city of Tampa to continue with that.
This morning, WMNF station manager Jim Bennett thanked the mayor for issuing the station a proclamation last September, in which the city recognized WMNF for its values of freedom of expression and cultural diversity. Bennett hopes that the city will reaffirm this as a standard by which proclamations are issued, and says that by its withdrawal of CARES proclamation, the city is sending a mixed message.
Proclamations should be given to organizations that do promote dialogue and open discussion. The withdrawal of a proclamation seems as if the spirit of the proclamation, the intention of it becomes clouded and mysterious.
The mayor declined to share her sources and reasons for not giving any more CARE proclamations.
You know, sometimes I receive information because I'm the mayor, and because of that, I'm not always able to share that information or its source. And it's just one of the constraints I have in this position. So I always respect that. And so I've just tried to make it clear to all who were concerned about it that I did my homework, that I tried to get to all the sources of information and validate it. And once I did, I just didn't feel comfortable with the proclamation anymore.
Although the city of Tampa will no longer recognize CARE for city proclamation, Jim Bennett says that embracing freedom of expression and giving voices to those that are closed out of the mainstream media are part of WMNF's values. He says that giving community groups the right to be heard is part of those values and is what the station is all about. Reporting from downtown Tampa for WMNF News, I'm Joshua Holton.